You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good, thank you, Lord, it's Friday afternoon. This has been a long week. Woo! And Big Pappy is on fumes today because somebody did not go to bed at the right time because we were watching football last night.
They just kept scoring.
That got exciting quick. Wow.
I don't think Lamar Jackson is better than Patrick Mahomes, but damn, he is good and he is fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. Man.
If he could get the same pieces put together that Andy Reid and Brett Veach could put together, the Ravens would be a very, very dangerous
team.
Everyone
just kept scoring. And then there's Joe Burrow looking like the lost member of New Kids on the Block.
Wow.
Yeah.
He kept throwing touchdowns, too.
Somebody needs to have a conversation with him.
That frosted tips. What are you doing, buddy?
Diet back.
Experimentation phase.
It's been a long experimentation, Dan.
It's just a phase, Mom.
I have never dyed my hair once.
I don't.
Not even when I was a kid with
the
peroxide.
With it, but he looks ridiculous.
Remember when we were kids? The trend was to grow a rat tail in the back, and then dye it blonde. If you were a brunette, the guys would take hydrogen peroxide and dye their rat tail blonde.
It's really bad.
We use hydrogen peroxide everywhere on our hair. Yeah.
It was really good for your scalp.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it was.
Sarcasm.
Anyway, I think we all went to bed late. I was just oh my gosh, the game just went on and on and on.
And then of course, you know, T's alarm goes off in the 5 o'clock hour. Are you one of those where, like, when you wake up, that's it?
Yeah.
You cannot go back to sleep.
So I've been doing something worse. I get up around 4. Usually can't get back to sleep. Then we're up at 5:30. Then around 6, I try to go back to bed, and then I sleep the hardest I've ever slept in my life from like 6 to 9.
Oh, that is bad.
And it's bad. I know.
That is not what you're supposed
to do. But Sam, I cannot be getting up at 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock. I got up at 4 o'clock and looked at the ceiling, and there's a.
Did you get up on purpose at 4?
No, I was just awake.
Okay.
And there's, I think it's a smoke detector hanging from the ceiling in the corner.
Beep. Hanging?
Yep. Like, you know, mounted.
Oh, okay.
And the red light, this is what happens to my brain at 4 a.m. The red light in the mounted smoke detector looked like the eye of a shark, and the shadow that surrounded the entire thing in the corner looked like a shark.
Did we take some Ambien?
No, we did not, Sam.
When did the LSD wear off?
We did not. I just started looking at that thing. I'm like, that looks like a shark, and now I'm going to go to bed and have nightmares. And
it
then
hasn't worn off.
Swear. I thought, I need to go back to the aquarium in Kansas City. I really enjoyed that. I'm going to reach out to them tomorrow. My mind, once the squirrel is awake, is not going back to bed.
I think your body is trying to revert to the biphasic way of sleeping.
Really?
Could be.
When did one do the biphasic way of sleeping, Dan?
When did one make up the word biphasic?
It was prior to the modern industrial era.
People would go to bed
after the sun went down, sleep for a few hours, get up, do some things, go back to sleep for a few hours, and then go about their day.
I think we have our new buzzword for Brian Busby, and it's biphasic. Mm-hmm. And I do feel like that's something he could easily work his way into a weather. It sounds very meteorological.
Yeah. The forgotten medieval habit of two sleeps.
Okay, the only thing funnier than what you just said is the way that you, Kermit the Frog, took a sip of your coffee right after you made that point.
Two sleeps.
Whatever. Weirdo.
It's a real thing, and it started to change in the 19th century with the onset of the Industrial Revolution.
Thank you, Dan.
Now, are you just making stuff up now?
No, he is not.
No.
At what point did you get so bored in life,
you know,
that you looked up biphasic sleep patterns?
I had to look it up again today because I couldn't remember what the term was. But, you know, I'm interested in all kinds of different things, and I like to explore all kinds of different topics and learn things.
I think we can all agree that the only topic, Dan, as fascinating as this history lesson about the biphasial period of history, I think the only thing we can all come together on today is that we want an update on the monkeys. Where are they?
Okay.
How many have been caught? And if the answer is zero, why?
Okay, so I can answer all three of those. Where are they?
Mm-hmm.
No one knows. How many have been caught? Zero. Why? Because they're elusive.
Oh, they're the elusive macaques. Uh-huh.
Yes, this is their first attempt in their entire life to live in a situation that is even remotely close to their natural habitat. And
would have been their natural habitat. Sam and I were talking about this earlier in the newsroom. If they don't, you know, I don't want them caught because I know what's going to end up happening to them. And life is going to be miserable because they're going to be experimented on. But I also do want them caught because they have no way of functioning in nature.
In the South Carolina nature.
Right.
Right.
I mean, where's the food?
Right. And they don't know how to gather it, even if there's food there.
Well, don't you think deep down there's some innate sense of they are still wild animals, Scott.
Biological imperative.
Every once in a while, there's like somebody that tries to adopt a chimpanzee and raise it, and then they end up without a face.
Well, unless this is like the fourth generation of lab-grown monkeys.
I disagree. I think animals will do what animals do.
Well, but here's the reason why I think you might be wrong. What was the name of that squirrel in New York that was put down this week?
Yeah,
I can't remember the name, but we told the story. Peanuts, yes. Peanuts the squirrel. Peanuts the squirrel was, you know, raised by this guy in New York who found Peanut the squirrel as a baby and then decided to release Peanut the squirrel as an adult into nature. Peanut the squirrel ended up getting his butt whipped by something and returned back to the home without half of his tail and emaciated because he didn't know how to function.
Yeah.
Right. Well, now these monkeys are running through the low country woods screaming,
"Freedom!"
Like Braveheart.
Like William Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. It was Peanut singular. May he rest in peace.
Peanut the squirrel. Yes.
Yeah. All right. I also want an update because when we left last night on a very serious note, one of our listeners said it looked like every single police officer in the history of Olathe had gathered over off of K7 and was it Cherry?
Spruce.
And we have a couple of updates, but I have a lot of questions.
Well,
of questions.
Somebody, his name escapes me. It's in the stack and I haven't gotten to it yet.
There is some connection with the Johnson County mental health system here.
This man was allegedly shooting into the Johnson County mental health facility down there at K7 and Spruce. It was closed and nobody was inside.
Thank God.
Why he was allegedly shooting into the mental health facility, that has not been released yet. He is in custody. Nobody hurt. And he was booked into the Johnson County Jail about 11 o'clock last night. That's all I know.
Is it possible he was on the outside and needs to be on the inside?
Well, I think it's possible that he was once on the inside.
Okay.
And was unhappy with the treatment that he received and the outcome of that treatment.
We're just spitballing.
We are.
We don't know that.
He has been identified, 34-year-old Joseph S. Longman, the release coming in from the Johnson County Sheriff's Office. And listen to this. On the evening of November 7th, Johnson County Sheriff's Office deputies were driving in the area of where this happened.
Right.
They were just there at 1125 Spruce when they spotted a subject shooting into the front of the building. So they were on scene immediately. They were able to detain him without further incident. No injuries, office closed. Yep. He is 34-year-old Joseph S. Longman. If you have any details regarding the crime, they want to hear from you. I'm guessing by now they know more about who this guy is.
But the only thing about our theory or our spitballing theory that he might have once been on the inside, didn't like the treatment, and then now he's on the outside is wouldn't he know that it was closed?
I don't know.
5 o'clock in the afternoon on a
if his
Thursday?
Condition was to the point that he needed inpatient treatment.
And again, we don't know that.
I mean, this could be workplace violence. We don't know any of this. But I'd like to know, and I'm sure if you work there or if you have loved ones getting treatment there, you would like to know.
We also have a man who has died in Kansas City after being attacked by dogs.
My God.
After being attacked by dogs. Mm. And American Airlines is going to make it tougher for staff to kick passengers off their planes for inappropriate clothing and odor.
Oh, no, no, no.
913-586-7798.
I don't want to see your gut or smell your armpits.
We waft.
Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today, Q39KC.com. So she was snubbed by the CMAs, the Country Music Awards. Yeah. The Grammy nominations came out today, and Beyoncé leads with 11 nods.
Good, good.
For her country-themed album, Cowboy Carter. Beyoncé also made history with her nominations this year, becoming the artist with the most Grammy nominations of all time, with 99. She was previously tied with a guy she may know named Jay-Z. They both had 88 at the time. Other top nominees from today's nominations include Charlie XCX, Billie Eilish, Kendrick Lamar, and Post Malone, each with 7.
Good.
She is up for, not Best New Artist, of course, Song of the Year, Record of the Year, Album of the Year, a couple of others. Okay, well, good for her. 11 nominations.
Okay, so you had mentioned this horrible case, Scott, where a dog was attacked, the second victim on the same day that was attacked by these dogs, by the way. One of the things I want to point out, and we might make this a topic, is that
I think we should.
Police, when they arrived, as they were trying to save the man, he was still being attacked. So someone called 911, police get there. The attack is still in progress, mm-hmm. and it says officers were able to shoo the dogs away. This story suggests to me that these dogs, a pack of them, are still on the loose. And again, he is the second victim that day.
Well, there were two people attacked at the same time.
Officers discovered a woman had also been attacked.
Mm-hmm.
She suffered serious injuries to her extremities. Both of them were taken to a hospital.
She's the one who called 911.
Okay, the man died. She
has serious injuries.
Has serious injuries, but right. survived.
Right. And this happened on Saturday night at 10 o'clock on East 80th Street in Kansas City. It says here the female victim contacted officers where they discovered that she had been injured as well. Both victims taken to the hospital. This was on Saturday night. This poor man who died, he was alive for 4 days.
Good God.
With those injuries and died on Wednesday. Now, normally I'm not one to say that animals need to be put down. These dogs need to be put down.
Where are they?
I don't know.
I've reached out to the KC Pet Project just to see. If there is any update. I mean, assuming the dogs ran off when this happened.
Mm-hmm, they did.
And assuming the woman is able to communicate in some way, we would at least have a description of the dogs. But if this is a pack of dogs roaming that neighborhood, do the neighbors not know either where they belong or when they started seeing, you know what I'm saying? If there's a pack of dogs,
who owns the dogs
in your neighborhood, right. Do you not know that?
I would assume that these are not somebody's dogs. These are just wild dogs who developed a pack for survival purposes, and it just so happened that these two victims were, for lack of a better term, in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Well, presumably they were owned by someone or someones.
Sam is saying he wonders if that's not the case, but man,
I mean, there are so many stray dogs out there that we don't even know are out there. For example, my dog we got after 2 years of living on the streets of Raytown.
We know, by
really?
The way,
yeah.
that the United States is fraught with this problem because people don't spay and neuter. But in Kansas City specifically, we are one of the worst cities. If you look up, you know, for mail carriers who are attacked,
that's true.
We have more than our fair share. We might be the worst city, as a matter of fact. I need to look it up.
I'll look it up.
It was either us or St. Louis that is the worst city for attacks on mail carriers.
Worst cities, you want me for dog attacks?
I'm pretty sure we're the worst or the second worst. It's not good, whatever it is.
St. Louis is in the top 10. This is the list for the 10 worst cities for dog bites.
Okay.
Let me go down. The 10 worst states are North Carolina, Montana, Missouri is 8th, Florida, Illinois, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Texas, California. Kansas City, Missouri, 8th worst city for dog bites. St. Louis is 7th. And keep in mind, these are cities of all sizes. Houston's number 1, Los Angeles is number 2.
It happened, for those of you asking, it says the 3200 block of 80th. What cross street is 3200, Scott? I'll look it up.
Okay. Telephone number here, by the way, if you want to weigh in, because I just find this not only incredible, but insane that there is a pack of dogs roaming the streets of Kansas City and they killed a man following an attack on Saturday night.
This is
he died on Wednesday
of 71 Highway.
Okay.
Southwest of Lakeside Nature Center. I'm trying to give some landmarks here.
Let me give the number up real quick.
Just west of Hillcrest Golf Course.
Okay. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. If you want to weigh in, there were two people attacked, we presume, based on the story we have from Fox 4, at the same time. And it was a man and a woman. They were attacked on Saturday night at 10 o'clock, east of 71 on 80th Street. The woman, who was seriously injured but survived, thank God, is the one who was able to somehow get away and call 911. Police arrive. The dogs run. The man is seriously injured, critically injured.
Okay.
Taken to the hospital.
Real quick, when I zoom in on this, this looks to be directly east of the railroad tracks and directly west of Blue River and Blue River Road. I don't see homes. If it is 3200 block of East 80th Street, I do not see homes there.
And a forested area near railroad tracks.
Yep, forested area to the west.
Great area for a pack of wild dogs to survive throughout the year.
913-586-7798. Let's go to Kate in Raytown. Kate, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to point out that I believe this is directly related to the failure of Kansas City Pet Project running animal control. There are loose dogs all over the city, dog bikes, dog on dog bites. I mean, people walking their dogs, getting their dogs attacked. It's gone crazy since the city tried to privatize animal control because they're not, Kansas City Pet Project is not enforcing the ordinances out here.
But it was, wait, real quick, Kate, I've heard this criticism before. The problem was bad when Kansas City Police had animal control.
Well, it's worse now. They're not enforcing the ordinances. There's a mandatory spay-neuter law for pit bulls in Kansas City, Missouri, and that shelter is inundated with pit bulls, and they're euthanizing pit bulls. But the animal control side of things will not write citations and make people get their pit bulls spayed and neutered. So it makes no sense. It hasn't worked, and that's about all I got.
Okay. All right. I'm going to come to the defense just quickly for KC Pet Project. They can only respond when they are called, right? I mean, are they expected to cruise the streets of Kansas City looking for dogs that are running around loose?
I don't believe they have the staff to do that.
Right. That's my point. And, yeah. and I hear but what
one
Kate's
of the,
saying.
One of the issues with the Kansas City Police Department doing was they didn't have the staff either.
Right.
The problem is so bad, you would have to divert resources from the crime problem that is so bad.
Right.
And people would not want that either.
Why is the crime rate going up in Waldo? Well, because the police are running around chasing dogs now and getting feral cats. I mean, you can't win for losing almost. Meg in Shawnee. Meg, good afternoon. Hello.
It's the owners that are irresponsible. Bad people have bad dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I had my dogs at an off-leash area, beautiful park that we go to in DeSoto. My dogs are off-leash. Nobody was at the dog park. Two people, a couple that were from Eudora, entered with their pit bulls on leashes, and their dog immediately attacked my dog, did $1,000 worth of damage. My dog almost lost its eye. Mm-hmm. And when I asked the people, hey, what are you going to do about that? They said, nothing. Your dog was out of control. My dog was at an off-leash dog park, and a pit bull on a leash attacked my dog, and the people thought that was okay. I filed a police report. The police went to their home in Eudora, and they didn't have to answer the door, evidently.
Meg, thank you for the call. This goes back to way back 2012. The Kansas City Star has a timeline here.
Sure.
The Kansas City Pet Project officially took over the dog pound from the city in 2012 and reduced the overall euthanasia rates for animals from over 60% to under 10%. In 2017, Kansas City voters passed a measure that funded a new shelter to replace the old Dog Pound building. And in 2019, several audits showed that Kansas City's Animal Control Division was failing to properly enforce city ordinances. This is Kansas City, from poor communication and lack of trust. So then the city council voted that year in 2019 to turn it over to KC Pet Project.
913, go ahead.
I think we're looking back with rose-colored glasses of how great we think things were when the police department ran it. I don't know, it's a problem that is so big.
If I remember correctly, when the police department ran it, there was maybe two animal control officers. I would hope that they have the funding for more than that now that they've contracted with KCPP.
I want Alina from Excelsior Springs to hang on the line over the break if she can, because she says we have an uncontrollable issue with dog packs.
Very quickly from the text line before I lose it, 7254 writes, I do utility work in those areas. The amount of strays that I have seen lately has been abnormally high. 913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Alina, stand by. We'll get to you in just a second. Channel 41 has more information than Fox 4 does. The man who died after being attacked by a pack of dogs, his name is Chris Culbertson, and they spoke with his sister, who says she wants people to remember him as a happy man who loved his family, his construction work, and living his life. She also shared a surveillance video of him from a camera that picked up the attack.
Oh, no.
The video shows that he was riding his bike down East 80th Street when a group of dogs began to attack him on the street. It is a 23-minute video showing seven dogs mauling her brother before help came. I'm assuming the help that came was this woman who called 911 and was also attacked.
Just a quick clarification on location, and you just kind of talked about it there, Scott. It's not the field on the east side of 71. That's where Google Maps puts it.
Yeah.
But if you click on East 80th Street, the 3200 block is between Walrund and College Avenue on East 80th Street. So that is a residential area, but again, right next to the large
that's
wooded
what I,
area.
Sam, that's what I couldn't figure out. If it was in that wooded area, even if it was residential, like how did someone come for help? That makes more sense if Google Maps is off and there was somebody in a home that came out and tried to help.
So it looks like this happened just west, pardon me, just east of 71 Highway.
His sister Angela says, I want justice for my brother and everybody else that is dealing with these vicious dogs. So many more dogs came.
Jesus.
So it didn't start out with the seven dogs. He couldn't fight them off anymore. He was reaching up trying, but he just couldn't fight them off.
300 dog bites, more than 500 stitches, 100 lacerations.
Alina in Excelsior Springs. Alina, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, we're in Excelsior Springs and the Wood Heights area, I know, has had issues with this previously. But it's like pulling teeth to get somebody to respond to the issue. Animal control won't come out. The sheriff's office can't be bothered with it. And I'm afraid something like that is going to happen here, that we're going to get somebody that's going to get mauled and attacked. This is the same area where we've already had a delivery driver get attacked by a dog that was a domesticated dog. We know it was in an owner's yard. But we've already had problems with dogs running around, killing pets in this area, and we can't get anybody to come out. And you can't shoot them. It's illegal to shoot them. So what are we supposed to do?
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Listen to this quote later in the 41 story. The owners should be at fault for this because they trained them to be vicious. Listen to the next sentence. Culbertson's family said the seven dogs are still, quote, at the address. The fence appears broken, and they are waiting to hear from the Pet Project on what precautions and actions are being taken. Quoting here, I don't understand how a dog can attack a human and not have anything happen to them, nor the people that own the dogs. That, and these are in her words, teach them how to be aggressive and mean to people. How do they not have criminal actions put on them?
So they've traced the dogs back to an address.
The 41 video shows the address in question appeared to have a fence with holes in it and one dog outside when 41 was there.
Dylan on line two. Dylan, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Thank you for asking.
So I actually live in the area over there where that's taking place at.
God.
I live just a few blocks to the southwest. There's like stray dogs running around all the time that are super aggressive, and they'll just run right up to you in your driveway and either try to nip at you or snarl at you. And now, I mean, you can't reason with an aggressive dog, so you got to kind of do what you can to defend yourself. And now none of my neighbors let their dogs run free anymore because one of them's not able to anymore.
Because it was attacked?
No, it ran up on the wrong person, and they got rid of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So has this occurred to you, Dylan, where an aggressive dog has just come running up to you as you're leaving your house trying to get into your car?
I've got a neighbor that lives on the corner from where on my street, and he's got a pit bull, which it doesn't make any sense. He's got a fenced-in yard, but he ties the pit bull on a lead out front to a tree, and that pit bull is constantly getting off the leash and running around, and it's not fixed, and it just runs around, and it's got a temper problem with people that doesn't know. And I mean, it's gotten to a point where I'll throw Doritos at him, and he'll kind of chill out and go away, but, I mean, something's got to be done about it.
Dylan, without naming names or the property address, do you know the address in question where we're looking at the holes in this fence?
Yeah, I've driven past it a few times, so I live more towards the Bannister side, but, I mean, that whole quadrant of area in South KC, there's dogs everywhere.
Okay. There are chunks of the fence missing, and someone has put two rocks in the fence's
in the hole. To block it.
Presumably to block the hole, but they're not. And I'll tell you this, I can't even look at that video. 41 released a very small 2-second clip of the surveillance video when this man was attacked. And he is clearly stunned, knocked off his bike, and he is surrounded by dogs. So this is criminal.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
This is a crime.
So
period.
So if they know where these dogs came from, or at least some of them, why is someone not in custody? Let's go to Marcia in Bonner Springs. Marcia, hello.
Hello, Scott and Dana.
Hi.
I just get so I get emotional. I'm so tired of this. I'm 73 years old, and just before I was going to have back surgery in May, I walked my therapy dog. He's a little Karen Terrier, and everybody in town knows him. And I walk a certain way. And one night, just before my surgery, it was dark because Bonner's a very safe town. But what I'm running into is a lot of these owners of pit bulls think they have control of them. And so I'm walking my dog, and then I hear this behind me, and here comes this huge pit bull running after me and then just straddles over my Karen Terrier. And I have no way to protect him. And so I told the dog, get, and he seemed to back up a little bit, and I picked up my dog, and then he started to jump on me, and I turned around, and I saw someone come around from their garage, and I said, get your dog. And so I immediately called the police, and they said they were going to talk to him, and there was going to be a paper trail, but I'm afraid to walk that way. And then I found out my neighbor has two wonderful German shepherds that he has on big leashes, and he was attacked the other night by a big black pit bull, and they were just after his dogs, and he got all tangled up and he fell, and he's 70 years old, and he looked at that lady that came running up and he says, I have a gun, I'll shoot your dog.
Good times in Bonner. Marcia,
what's that?
Nothing. I was just going to thank you for the call. Do appreciate it. 913-586-7798. Somebody else says, we live in Raytown. We have the same problem out here as well.
What is going to happen to the owners of the dog pack? And do all seven live at the one property.
So the 41 story says it's unclear if all seven dogs live at that address, but they've traced some of the dogs allegedly to that address.
Now, have they identified the dog at that address as one of them in the video, or are they just speculating based on the fact that there's a
fence with holes in it and dogs inside the fence? It goes back to the very first thing I said, Sam, before we looked at the erroneous Google map. The very first thing I said was, if you live in this neighborhood, you know exactly who owns these dogs.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Jim in Topeka, you get the last word on this. Hello, Jim.
Hello there.
Hi.
I know this is going to be controversial the minute I say it, but it's what we had to do out here in the country to defend our livestock and the rest of it. We'd have people from the city dump out their city dogs in our area. They would get hungry, and they would start in chasing livestock. And then if two or three dogs got together and formed a pack, they would immediately go to wild. And there is essentially only one way this stops, and that is to shoot them. And they have got to start shooting these animals because these are dangerous to people, pets, livestock, society.
Yep. Well, and Jim, one of the things I wondered, because the police in this case are damned if they do and they're damned if they don't, when it said that police fire, you know, they were there pretty quickly, were able to, like, they were trying to shoo the dogs away to get to the victim. You also can't just start firing your gun in a residential neighborhood toward scattering dogs. I do understand that.
Oh, I bet they did get the dogs to shoo by shooting the gun at the ground.
Or the siren scared them off.
Or the siren, yeah.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Sam and I are sporting our Red Friday gear. Scott, per usual, is wearing Adidas shorts and flip-flops.
Mm-hmm. Why do you hate the Chiefs so much?
I love the Chiefs.
Dan's got his shirt on. I didn't know this. The Chiefs' ability to rally from a deficit on Monday night again when we beat the Buccaneers led us to a statistic that I didn't know about. It is apparently the eighth straight time that the Chiefs have won after trailing in the second half of a game. How often does that happen in the NFL? The Chiefs are the first team to ever do that. I'm going to repeat that.
Wow.
No other team in NFL history has ever won eight straight games in which they trailed in the second half.
So, wait, just so I understand what you're saying, they have trailed in the second half in every
eight
game this season.
Consecutive games and won
them all.
All of them.
Huh. Game is at noon on Sunday.
It is.
With the Denver Broncos coming to town.
I don't know what it is about Patrick Mahomes and having to be up against the wall to turn on the Jets, per se. You know, we always say an angry Mahomes is
maybe Hall of Fame Mahomes.
But it seems to me that every time we score first or every time we get out in the lead and we're looking good, Interception, fumble, something, and we get behind, and all of a sudden they start playing Super Bowl caliber football again.
Did you guys see that they brought Creed out at the Creed concert?
Oh, did he?
Did you not see Creed?
I didn't, but that is
on
awesome.
Stage at Creed. Uh-huh. Oh, it's so good. And, you know, I every single week look forward to his game day shirt.
Oh, which, by the way, with the duct tape on it. That's the most economic way to treat your game day outfit.
It's so
funny.
He
bought one shirt, and that's it.
Well, I don't think he's in need of saving money.
You know, penny pension.
Apparently. And KU plays North Carolina tonight at Allen Fieldhouse?
They do. Third game, I think, right?
That'll be good.
Speaking of stats, I just read this to Scott during the break. To add even more hype to the big matchup against UNC tonight, Coach Self is just one win away from tying Fog Allen for the most wins ever by a coach in the history of KU basketball. So Fog Allen sits at number one with 590 wins. Going into tonight's matchup, Coach Self has 589.
Wow.
And you forget because he's been there so long. That's part of it.
21 years, I believe.
That the nearest coach to Coach Self at 589 wins is Roy Williams at 418. And Scott, you and I got to straddle both of those worlds.
Yeah, we did. You know what I was just thinking, though? At some point, and probably after he retires, you have to find something to name after Bill Self. But he plays at Allen Fieldhouse on James Naismith Court.
Yep.
There's nothing in that building you can name after him.
The Bill Self baskets.
Right.
That's not big enough. And for those looking forward to Mizzou football tomorrow, quarterback Brady Cook has been listed as doubtful against Oklahoma.
Ooh.
Not looking good for the boys in black and yellow.
Okay.
By the way, I'm doing horribly in fantasy football. First time I've ever played it.
I'm surprised you even played it.
Guess who has two thumbs and is still alive in her survivor pool?
I mean, Scott,
I'm still alive. I'm second from the bottom.
You struggle to pick your health insurance for the following year, and you're figuring out fantasy football?
Quiet, Dan.
There are only 16 participants remaining in my survivor pool. I'm one
of 16.
No, like, I think we started with like 85 people, Sam.
Good one.
I'm a good picker. I've got a good picker.
How many times have you had to buy back in?
Once. Twice. Everyone in the beginning gets to buy back in twice.
Why do you have to buy back in?
Because
you picked wrong.
We had another survivor's pool with our family, and everyone got knocked out the first week. Everyone. And then it's just over, and it's like, meh.
Oh, so you're one and done on a loss.
Now, from 2 games ago forward, it's one and done. You're knocked out. And then so it'll go from 16. It'll go pretty quick now.
And I've never played this, but you pick a different team to win every week.
I have already picked the Chiefs. I have already picked the Eagles. Like, you have to pick what's left.
Yes.
As you move further on down. It's so much fun, Scott. And for my brain, it's the only thing I can handle.
It sounds fun, but it sounds complicated.
You just pick it. It's the easiest.
Who did you pick this weekend?
I haven't. I've got until Sunday morning at like 9:30 a.m. they're due.
Yeah, you don't want to use the Chiefs early in the season.
You do not.
Or against a team that you know they're going to beat.
You don't want, right? Exactly. So you want to pick the game that you're going to think, well, I mean, you do want to pick a team that is pretty confident that they're going to win, because that's how you stay in.
It is the easiest pool ever, Scott. You pick one team one time. You can't ever pick them again, win or lose.
Can two people pick the same team in the same weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody can pick
everybody
the same
can. And that's how in my family pool, everyone got knocked out. That first couple of weeks, people all picked, who was it that just crapped the bed the first week? Whoever that was. And then it was just over. So it's more fun to me to be in a pool where you can at least buy back in, because you get to the end of the season that way.
Well, my first pick was Christian McCaffrey from the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
He's been on the injured reserve all season long. He got hurt in training. Was it training camp or in the preseason? I think it was in the preseason.
I don't do fantasy football. That to me is so many layers and so complicated.
You know my quarterback is?
Who?
Patrick Mahomes.
How did you get him?
He was available. Christian McCaffrey was my first. And then, because you don't pick a quarterback first.
Oh, all right.
And he was just available when it came around.
We should mention KC Current playing their first playoff game at the new stadium as well.
I think it's tomorrow.
Woohoo!
If I'm not mistaken.
What a great time to be a sports fan in this town, man.
No doubt about it. We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39 News with Dan Weinbaum, coming your way in 2 minutes here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.